This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot going on, especially with Hillary Clinton. And I've been interviewed and asked so many questions about what could be going on with her. And, you know, it's tough because on one hand, you know, we want to respect her privacy. You know, she's obviously had a pretty embarrassing and very scary event that happened yesterday as she was leaving the 9/11. September 11th memorial. You see her in the video that has surfaced where she appears to be waiting for her vehicle propped up against a cement column and somebody holding her tight by her shoulder or by her elbow. And then as the van comes up, her the black van or vehicle comes up, you could see she needs a lot of help. She almost looked like she was in and out of consciousness, and then she just starts to fall in a complete collapse. And so this frightened a lot of people, and even though we want to respect her privacy, and if her doctor says it's pneumonia or whatever, we just go with it and move on. But it was so frightening. And, you know, me being a doctor on air, obviously I get questions. So really, pneumonia could do that? And then why didn't she go to the hospital? And so, you know, just because Hillary Clinton didn't go to the hospital doesn't mean you shouldn't. So I definitely want to spend some time talking about that. I believe that there's probably a lot more going on. And I want to teach you guys about what to do if somebody is collapsing and teach you how to approach a patient such as this. One thing that did strike me very odd was, you know, I've been a physician, I've been a family doctor for years, I've worked in emergency rooms, urgent cares, and when somebody does collapse, you know, even though you've seen it thousands of times, you know, you jump on it and you have a look of concern always. You know, your heart always skips a beat when you see that, and you get into, you know, you're in gear and stuff, but it's a very, very dramatic event. One thing that just struck me so odd about this video that we're watching is it looks like her team, which, by the way, did a great job. I mean, her team was right on it and prevented her, it looks like, from hitting the ground. But what was just so shocking was that they seemed very used to it. You didn't see anybody turn, you know, it's like as soon as she was falling, everybody kind of moved into position, like, all right, well, we got to, you know, again, you know, hide this again. It almost looked like this has been something that had happened multiple times before. Now, mind you, Secret Service, they're very, very well trained, but you would think, you know, if we are talking about President Obama or whatever, and you know, somebody starts to faint or fall in front of you, just human instinct would be, oh gosh, you know, and you'd see something that looked, I mean, they had it well down and well down pat, but it just makes me concerned that this is something that's been going on for a while. And I don't care where you are on the political spectrum, you want people properly treated. So why wasn't she taken to the hospital? You know, what is going on? What actually happened? You know, would pneumonia cause this? We originally were talking, told this was overheating. Overheating could do it too. I mean, you could have these syncopal episodes, whether you have pneumonia, overheating, etc. But it's just, you know, I really want someone to check her heart. So we'll, I'm sure she's being taken care of by the best of the best, but, we'll talk about that more. Football. Sunday night football started yesterday, even though football officially started on Thursday. Very, very nice tributes for September 11th. Love seeing the flags. Still, you saw some people exercise their right to sit out of the national anthem. But, I thought very, very appropriate words from President Obama and President Bush, And I thought football went great. I watched, what games did I watch? I watched the Saints game, and that was, I think I watched too much football yesterday, because I think I watched, in essence, as many as I could. But I basically saw the Saints game, which I thought was very well done, and Raiders, wow, especially if the Raiders are going to be coming to Vegas, I just have to give a shout out. Very nicely done. I like the Saints, but if the Raiders are coming to Vegas, oh, heck yeah, they really did us proud. So, very, very nice job, Raiders. Then was the Dallas Cowboy game, and oh my gosh, if that touchdown was called a touchdown, but he lost control of the ball, Cowboys would have won. Not too bad. Dak Prescott, I thought, did an excellent job. You know, it's very, very difficult not having Tony Romo, who's their star quarterback, but I thought they played extremely well against against the Giants. So nice job. Nice job, guys. And then, of course, the Cardinal game. I grew up in Phoenix, so, you know, I'm a big fan of the Cardinals, but I'm also a big fan of the Patriots, because the Patriots seem to have very good-looking quarterbacks. You ever notice that? Right? You got Tom Brady, who's gorgeous, and then this new one, I'm sorry I don't have his name. I don't have his name at the top of my head, but he's just drop-dead gorgeous. So, you know, I got to really, really say, you know, not too shabby when it comes to good-looking, quarterbacks. So it definitely makes watching football even easier, as if we need another reason to watch football. So I thought that went well. And, of course, National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week culminated on Saturday. It was amazing seeing people come out to donate blood, seeing all the support, and a lot of you that couldn't donate blood. Many of you want to help throughout the year. As you know, we're coming into the winter season, which is also a very, very tough time to collect blood. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. There's a list and a whole bunch of blood banks that you could sign up with, and let them know that you want to help throughout the year. It's a job that has to be done year-round, and I just cannot thank the American Red Cross, United Blood Services, and blood banks all throughout the United States for all the good work that they did. So, you know, in the end, September 11th, it was such an... such a somber day, the 15th anniversary of September 11th, and you know, we've all had close connections and close ties, and just, you know, seeing the pride and, for the most part, the unity, you know, with some exception out there, it just reminded us we're Americans. And we're America first, and we need to do a better job of unifying us, because we've been so fragmented. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so in a few minutes, we'll talk about more about what's going on with Hillary and, you know, why her health appears to be such a big concern. But, you know, we were just talking about yesterday with football and, you know, the American feeling and the American sentiment. And so I have a very interesting guest. He has got to be one of the most American guys I know. And he is a good friend of mine and actually has been helping me with the Jerry Doyle tribute that we're going to be doing later this week. But let me introduce to you guys LJ Harness. He's a musician. He's also a marketing manager at Cadillac of Las Vegas. LJ, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Did you have a chance to watch football yesterday?
Well, you know, I'm originally from outside Indianapolis, so I'm a major Colts fan. When Manning got transferred out to Denver, I became a Broncos fan. And, of course, my lady Tiffany, since she was taken out of her mom's womb, was a Cowboys fan. So,
amen.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah. Oh, I love the Cowboys. You know, you do a lot of charity work, and you do a lot of things for veterans, and you know, you're very, obviously, you know, epitomize, you know, the hardworking American, and I love, you know, knowing you for that. You know, where do you think this is going to go with the Star Spangled Banner and people sitting out? I mean, do you think it's going to fizzle out, or do you think this is actually going to, you know, sink some teeth and more people are going to start rejecting the national anthem?
I'll tell you, I'm very passionate about this. Yes. They all have their right to do what they want. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they can't show respect, especially when you're talking about our military, our first responders. Of course, I was between football yesterday. I was watching all the 9/11 stories mm-hmm. on all the national news shows. And, I mean, I was so focused on that, and I was thinking how anybody can put down our law enforcement, our firefighters, and, of course, our military veterans, because when you call 911, nobody's coming except for them. And it doesn't matter what nationality, what color you are, what economic background you have, they're there for you. And I think they forget that.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're so grateful to have freedom of speech, and you know we're one of the most fortunate people on earth to be able to express ourselves. And so when you see people have the ability to express themselves, it's heartwarming. But you know, for me, especially with all the charity work you do and the charity work I do, you know, I see opportunities to help people, and then I see efforts go a different direction that may not be helping the people that need the help. Like, for example, if, you know, some of the football players are very, very concerned about families that are, dealt injustice by our first responders, you know, setting up a fund, you know, for the family, setting up, those kinds of things could be very, very, you know, productive. And so, you know, I think there's some lost opportunities when you see them sit out of the Star Spangled Banner. I'm like, you know, yeah, they're practicing freedom of speech, and I will defend defend the right to do that. But if they want to help, you know, families of those that were shot, there's other ways to do that.
Well, I'll tell you, I believe there are many high profile athletes that have been doing it for years under the radar, and I commend them. Some of your younger moving up the ladder, a lot of them maybe just not quite there yet. And I'm trying to keep this a positive. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely partly sunny, not partly cloudy.
Right, right. Speaking of American, you know, you work at a dealership of, you know, Cadillac. What have you been
yes.
noticing in terms of, you know, purchases and trends towards, you know, buying American?
You know, you kind of took some of my thunder, but I love sharing that. With the new image, the new persona, the new buyers of Buy America, Cadillac is unbelievable. Yes, the standard of the world is what they market, but I can tell you, just not in America, but over in Europe, over in Asia, Cadillac is a big deal. It's amazing to see how many of your Mercedes, Lexus, Audi, Jaguar, I could go down the list, are buying Cadillac now. And the age group, you know, being out here in Vegas, we have so, and you know, a lot of our industry people mm-hmm. that are managers, valets, VIP hosts, just performers in general. So you're talking from 22 to, say, 42 years old. They're buying Cadillacs. It's not our grandparents' image anymore, dear.
It's true, LJ. I'm speaking to LJ Harness. He's actually marketing manager at Cadillac Las Vegas, and he's also an entertainer and a proud American. And you know, LJ, it's interesting because my kids will be like, that's a cool car, that's a cool car. Mom, you know, when can you afford something like that? And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, well, that's a Cadillac. And I'm like, really? That's kind of, I always thought of that, you know, back from the 80s and all that. And, you know, my kids love the new Cadillacs. They, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, then, you know, you better, yeah, I can't afford that, but you better get a job. You better, you know, but it's they're beautiful cars, and I think it's fascinating, the comeback. So well done from a marketing standpoint. They really knew how to reinvent the brand.
Well, I'll tell you, when you talk about Buy American, they can back it up, because from Michigan to Tennessee to Texas, that is like the hugest percentage of where the Cadillacs of today are built. And what does that mean? That means jobs for our people in this country. And we're really proud of that. Of course, I'm so happy to be on your show, because I've been an avid listener for a long time. You and I go way back to so many other entertainers / air personalities in this town. And we do about $500,000 a year, Cadillac Las Vegas, giving back to our local community. And you don't have to be in Las Vegas, and you don't have to be a Cadillac dealership to get involved with your schools, your homeless disabled veterans. Let's talk about them. Or the Nevada SPCA no-kill shelter. And, of course, supporting our local first responders, the firefighters of Southern Nevada. I got to put a shout-out. And also Las Vegas Metro. Yeah, that's what we do. But, you know, it's the spirit of Las Vegas, the entertainment community that steps up, and you know what I'm talking about. I can make a phone call to certain entertainers, and when I tell them, I'd love for them to be involved in our 8th Annual Marine Corps Toys for Tots Toy Drive with a sold-out Purdue show in December, where we raised over $102,000 in 3 weeks last year, and our slogan is, what's donated in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Man, that was, speaking of entertainment, you played with, what, Aerosmith? What bands did you work with?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I've been drumming 54 years. The band out of Florida called Hoochie back in the 70s and 80s. was, back then, Hoochie, it was rock and roll Hoochie Coo. Hoochie Mama. I think that's what they called marijuana back then, Hooch.
Wow, I've been called a Hoochie Mama, but for other reasons.
Back in the day. Right, but yeah, we did the tours with Aerosmith and Petty and Kansas, Styx, Journey, Foreigner, my good friends, Cheap Trick, just to name a few. Retired from that for years, started with Rolls-Royce and Lauderdale, moved over to the west coast of Florida, been with Cadillac almost 14 years, and right before I came out here 7 years ago, Patti LaBelle brought me out of retirement, thank her. It was a spiritual connection, and of course, coming out here to promote Cadillac and worthy causes, I started sitting in with a lot of the great performers out here, and they all started saying, what in the hell are you doing not playing? So I tie a lot of my performances in with the sponsored charity events with Cadillac, and of course, what you and I and my lovely lady Tiffany, with all her efforts and passion, our dear friend Jerry Doyle, who we have millions of listeners out there. I'm so proud to say he was a personal friend. He had me on his show many times, just like you're having me on, talking about great causes and not promoting yourself, but promoting the cause. And Jerry was just at our house two days before he passed. And of course, he would show up at in my belief, he's right here with us today, and he wouldn't want us to be promoting him, because he was always wanting to be behind the scenes. He wasn't so much left or right. He was dead in the center, telling the truth, you know.
Exactly.
And we're going to be doing.
I know we're running out of time. Thank you again for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you for all you do. And for those of you in the Las Vegas area, come see LJI and Tiffany Foote at No Regrets Bar. That's where we're going to be Saturday night for Jerry Doyle's tribute. LJ, again, thank you so much. And thank you for all your support of charity.
God bless America, and everybody, your vote counts. Get out there. I almost didn't come on because I got pneumonia, but I'm here.
Oh, no. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a... This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, yesterday was probably one of the busiest days in terms of getting emails. I can't read them all to you, but let me summarize what some of them asked. One wanted to know if Hillary has Parkinson's disease. There's been a lot of talks and rumors that Hillary suffers from Parkinson's disease. Another one, why isn't the Hillary Camp being honest about her medical status. Another one, how much healthier could Donald Trump be, being older than Hillary and a male? Harlan writes, should we have an age limit on who could run for president? I guess in regards to health issues. So obviously this is something that has, dominated the conversation over the last 24 hours. And, it began with a very, very worrisome, it began probably years ago in 2012 when we heard that Hillary had suffered a stroke or a blood clot to the brain. And, very, very concerning. And again, whether you are right or left, you don't want to see anybody suffer with health issues. And so it was frightening yesterday when that video surfaced. And I watched the video, and I watched it a few times, and because, having been an emergency room doctor, an urgent care physician, a family doctor for years, I wanted to commend her staff for, catching her. But you saw what really struck me odd. It wasn't even the fainting and the collapse, because, we knew something was going on with her health. But what really struck me as odd was how the staff looked like this was something that they've dealt with before, and they've already had a plan in place, and it was so well choreographed that concerns me. Okay, my father had a fainting spell, and then a few weeks later, he died of a heart attack. A good friend of mine had a fainting spell, was told it was overheating or heat stroke or early heat exhaustion. A few weeks later, he dies of a heart attack. So when I see people faint, okay, and this isn't even the medical part of me, I just get kind of nervous because of what, can post-cede or what could happen afterwards. And so I'm concerned. So whenever you see somebody look like they collapse, and I know there's been a lot of varying, reports on what actually happened. They said she stumbled and lost a shoe. Okay, from what I could see, it looks like she lost muscle tone. It looks like she was being held up and propped up originally, and then when she started to walk, she just lost control, which is so frightening. It's not an easy thing to look at, even being a medical provider. And apparently, many of her of the facial expressions of the bodyguards and Secret Service were not that of shock, and they got into proper position. They choreographed it well. They were right on it. Well done. But it makes me concerned that if she's having multiple fainting spells, what's going on with the heart? Is she getting proper care? And then when we were told that she was taken to her daughter's apartment, if you have a collapse, a syncopal episode such as that, now I understand maybe her daughter's apartment was like a mini urgent care. I mean, maybe they had, everything there, EKG, pulse ox, etc. But, something like that, I thought they were driving her to a hospital, and they didn't. An hour and a half later, she walks out and she's fine. So the overheated discussion dominated the conversation as to what had happened with Hillary Clinton. And then we get a statement by her doctor saying, she had pneumonia. So now she's recovering fine. She was dehydrated. She had pneumonia. So so everything's good. To me, that didn't calm any of my concerns, because if you have pneumonia and that causes you to faint such as that, my big concern would be, then you would still admit them. She obviously, if this was a pneumonia-caused collapse in major respiratory distress, may even need to be intubated. So the fact that she could an hour or two later be walking around fine, again, didn't make a lot of sense about, this was pneumonia. Now, maybe she does have a pneumonia. A lot of us get pneumonia. We do fine. A lot of us get heat exhaustion. Maybe the pneumonia made her weak enough. Maybe the low thyroid condition that she's battling made her more susceptible to heat exhaustion. So it all could kind of go together, but I'm very concerned. Okay, and you see, I haven't even brought up the politics of it. Can she run her country? That's not my job. My job is not to say whether she could run the country or not. My job is to say, look, if you have a loved one that completely collapses, that you have to catch, and they are suffering from pneumonia, they should probably be admitted overnight to a hospital. I was on Doug McIntyre and T. Reid this morning talking about people idolize politicians, they idolize movie stars, they idolize musicians, they idolize athletes. And so, you know, whenever somebody has a health problem, everybody's so fascinated by it because they learn, you know, and they may model their behavior. Look at how many women got hysterectomies or mastectomies after Angelina Jolie got hers. So, you know, these are role models. Hillary Clinton is a role model for many. Whether you believe in her politics or not, she's a role model for many. And so when you see, okay, well, you know, but Hillary was fine. She was older than me. She passed out. So if she had pneumonia, it was okay. You know, it's our job to say, look, guys, you know, if somebody has heat exhaustion, even if they've had heat exhaustion or heat stroke, if somebody passes out because of heat exhaustion or heat stroke, many times we'll give them an IV. So maybe Chelsea's apartment was set up as an urgent care. Maybe, who knows? I mean, we're just speculating. But I am concerned. Now, was it a good move for her to cancel her California appearances today and tomorrow? Yes, I think it's important for her to rest. She's supposed to be in Vegas on Wednesday, and you know she's got a debate coming up in less than 2 weeks. So this is we want her to get better. We want her to take care of herself. But you know it's very hard to see somebody who you basically have grown up with. And again, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, seeing her falter, need to be carried up on, you know, it's very concerning. You know, and Bill Clinton doesn't look that, you know, healthy as well. Seems to have lost a lot of weight. He has a tremor. And so, you know, you want to know that people who you've known are safe and healthy, and you want to know that they're getting proper care. Now, I guess Donald Trump is going to be revealing his medical issues, and I'm sure, you know, we're going to be seeing pictures of prostate all over the place. And you know, some of us, we don't really want to know. I just, you know, for my sake, you know, being a voter, you know, their medical history wouldn't change my vote. It's more their policy. It's more their, you know, approach to our current problems. But, you know, do we have a right to know their private medical information? Okay? Are presidents, you know, not protected by HIPAA? Or if you're presidential candidates, as we have that, we get to enjoy that protection. And, you know, it's been a very tough discussion because on one end, you know, they're people too and they deserve privacy. On the other end, if our future president is fainting and collapsing and does not appear to be getting oxygen to the brain, these are, you know, that's very worrisome if that person is going to be the one that is making the decisions. And, you know, same thing, people ask about Donald Trump's, mental status. You know, is he too narcissistic to run the country? I mean, you know, all you could do is vote. And you need to vote for who you feel would be the best. The biggest problem I think we have is many people aren't comfortable with either candidate. And they don't know who to vote for. Do they vote for somebody who has a very troubling record? Who has apparent medical issues? Do they vote for somebody who, you know, has some arrogance and narcissistic qualities and who doesn't have any political experience? And some people, they just don't know who to pick. Personally, I just want to end with, we have no idea what is going on with Hillary Clinton. Somebody fainting and collapsing like that, somebody with a history of clots, to me, has an underlying heart disorder. And I think she should make sure, if anybody's listening in her camp, to please make sure her heart is fine. But when I see somebody fall and pass out, I get very concerned about their heart and abnormal heart rhythm. And it could have been caused by the stress of the pneumonia and overexertion. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So some of the stories we're going to be talking about in the next hour is how the sugar industry now, all right, has been, I guess, quote-unquote, skewing research, they say, and trying to shift blame to fat. We're going to be talking about that, where we believe that, researchers believe that the sugar industry attempted to reshape science. We're also going to be talking about how hospitals appear to be, quote-unquote, jacking up the cost strategically, according to one study. Another study looking at parents who make dosing errors with kids' liquid medicine seem to be doing it more when the medicines are liquid. We got a lot of youth concussions on the rise, and soccer seems to be at the focal point of this. We have a journalist who was infected with Zika, and he has a story to tell. And we have some, this is a very scary report, that you have teens who are hungry, and these hungry teens may turn to crime and sex for food. So as you can see, we've got a very busy hour coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So to answer some of the remaining questions we have before we move on, Parkinson's and Hillary Clinton. Does Hillary Clinton have Parkinson's? This had been a discussion when I believe there was a picture posted a while back of her having a lot of difficulty navigating up the stairs. And so you saw AIDS help her up the stairs, and somebody with Parkinson's, which is one of the most common neurological disorders that seniors can get, where you start to lack mobility and have muscle rigidity and you have to start to shuffle your steps. I didn't really look at that as a possible sign of Parkinson's because, she seems to have very fluid movements. You know, somebody with Parkinson's, they don't seem to have a lot of facial expressions. They seem to have tremors. They seem to have shuffling steps. However, the loss of balance, you know, could be a sign of Parkinson's, the inability to walk unaided. There has been some talk that, you know, Hillary on some of her campaign trails has a body double that is walking a lot more fluid and easier than she is. Again, I've seen her walk without aid, so I can't really comment on that. But, you know, sometimes that does happen where, you know, for security there may be a body double or a Secret Service double. And so, you know, if some people are catching videos of her walking and with sunglasses and she, you know, appears to look fluid and we're not seeing, you know, the movements where she needs assistance. I mean, some days it looks like she really needs assistance. And so, you know, the idea of Parkinson's will come up, I really can't comment on that. It doesn't appear to be typical Parkinson's to me, especially in the videos that I see where she's very mobile and very expressive and she seems to be, in control of a lot of her movements. So, but that's something being discussed. And then Harlan wanted to know about, you know, age and presidential candidates. I believe Donald Trump is in his early 70s, Hillary Clinton in her late 60s. And so, you know, is there a concern? Will there always be a concern about health with our presidential candidates? And if either of them win, they would be the oldest person to become president, from what we understand. But, you know, being devil's advocate, look at John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was one of the younger, I think one of the youngest people to sit in the Oval Office, and he had a slew of medical problems, including Addison's disease, back issues, endocrinologic disorders, obviously due to his cortisol levels. So, you know, you could be young and still have health problems. Okay, I mean, we've seen people very, you know, in amazing shape well into their 60s, 70s, and 80s. You know, but you wonder, you know, like Ronald Reagan. You know, did Ronald Reagan start to have issues later in his presidency? 8 years is a long time. A lot of aging could happen in 8 years. And again, it's the White House staff's job to hide it all. So obviously you have many people concerned with the quote-unquote hiding and the lack of transparency when it comes to, you know, Hillary's condition. And, you know, we touched upon overheating. What is overheating? Yesterday we were told that the 80-degree weather and the close to 40% humidity was possibly contributing to Hillary not feeling well. She had overheated and she needed to leave rather abruptly. Don't underestimate overheating. And I'm not saying this to defend her camp or not. I mean, just to talk about overheating and you know, when you have an older individual or if you have an infant or if you have somebody with medical problems, they could overheat. 70, 80 degrees with some mild humidity could still be enough. Okay? So, and the reason why this is so important for us to talk about is we learn from what happens to other people. And so, you know, a lot of us have been outside in the sun and we didn't even think twice about overexertion or heat exhaustion. Then all of a sudden somebody passes out and you go, well, they drank too much. No, that could be a sign of heat stroke. Now, luckily, we're coming out of the summer and we're going to start coming into the more cooler months. But, you know, we spoke about heat exhaustion on one of the radio programs where, you know, you could have a thyroid disorder, which we know Hillary Clinton has, that could make you more vulnerable to temperature changes. And so if you have if you suffer from a thyroid issue, whether it's hyper or hypo, your temperatures could be more, your body temperatures could be more of an issue in the heat or in the cold. So you want to watch for that. If you're not hydrated enough, dehydration. Now, the problem with dehydration is, let's say somebody really, really has dehydration. No one's going to believe them, because any time a star collapses, a movie star, you know, or a celebrity collapses, we always get word, well, they were exhausted or dehydrated. And you're like, gosh, really? Boy, everybody seems to be with all these water bottles all over the place. I mean, it could happen. They could be dehydrated. It could happen. You know, they just don't stop and get anything to drink. So absolutely it could happen. And, you know, some celebrities are like, well, look, I can't, you know, stop to pee, so I'm going to drink as little as possible so I don't have to go to the bathroom. So, yeah, you can see that. Absolutely. But this is still concerning me with Hillary Clinton, because a few years back, they said she had a gastrointestinal issue and fell and hit her head and then sustained a clot. And so when I heard, okay, well, you know, gastrointestinal and falling, again, I thought there was either an arrhythmia or maybe a tumor in the brain. My mother-in-law fell. And it was and yes, she hurt her head. She had a bleed to the brain, but the fall preceded that. Why did she fall? Well, it turns out she had cancer. And so possibly good chance maybe the cancer was in the brain, or the cancer had affected her to the point that you know, she wasn't balancing well. And so, you know, there, when you look at somebody who falls, somebody who collapses, my recommendation is, before we move on, is always check the heart. You always want to make sure they're not having an abnormal rhythm. I would definitely recommend a heart monitor. I would also recommend an overnight stay at a hospital. And I'm hoping that's what they're doing today with Hillary, even though we wouldn't know about it. You should at least have an overnight stay, somebody watching the heart, seeing if it's an abnormal rhythm, watching the oxygenation, making sure her pneumonia is being taken care of. Pneumonia, it's an infection in the lung. The infection in the lung can very easily spread to the bloodstream. And you could go into pneumosepsis. That could cause dehydration. It could cause a lack of blood flow to the brain. It could cause dizziness. So pneumosepsis is very, very serious. I would also want to make sure that there's no other clots forming, and I would always scan the brain. Whenever somebody has syncopal episodes such as this, we call it syncope or fainting, you want to scan the brain. Make sure there's not another clot. Make sure there's not another bleed. Make sure there's not a tumor. And then the Clinton camp will have to decide. If Hillary is healthy enough to continue, fine. If she's not, you know, I mean, no presidency is worth your life. It's not. Okay? You know, I mean, I really hope she takes care of herself. And I hope Trump is taking care of himself, too. He says he's going to tell us his numbers. He's going to have numbers. So my guess is going to be his cholesterol or his blood sugar or something. So, yeah. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Rebel.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.